Hello, I'll start painting and decorating.
Awesome. Yeah, hey, this is John. Good morning. I'm looking forward to speak with someone that handles the online listings for the business. Would that be you by chance?
That's me.
Great. I didn't catch your name, sir. Who am I speaking with? Sorry.
Marvin.
Marvin, perfect.
So
great. Well, keep this short, Marvin. The reason I'm calling, by the way, is we do see that you have a listing with Angie's. Are you still with Angie's by chance? Is that where you mainly get your customers from?
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. And how long have you been with Angie's, Marvin?
Off and on, about a year and a half.
Oh, and how was the experience with them? Like, is it something consistent or, you know, just because you did say so?
Sometimes, but it's got, I don't know, they've gotten pretty expensive for the little bit that they do.
Oh, aren't they like a paper lead kind of thing? Like, they sell you leads, right? That's what they do?
Yeah.
Gotcha. So, well, I'll cut to short. I want to draw the line here. We're not a lead generation company, by the way, so what we're doing actually is the very exact opposite of what Angie's is doing. What Angie's is doing pretty much is every single time a customer goes online looking for, let's say, what does decorating mean, by the way? Like, is it like more like remodeling, or is it same with painting? Like, just a little customized? Because your company says, like, all-star painting and decorating.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, yeah, let's say, for example, I'm a new customer, right? I'm in Billings. I just moved here. I'm looking for painting companies, right? So what I do is I go to Google, search for like maybe a painting company near me. What Angie's is doing is every time someone does that, they make sure that their company shows up on one of those search results, right? Now, the phone number, or the customer will then go to their website, fill in a form with their phone number in it, and those are the phone number that they sell to you and a bunch of your competition to, right? So, what it is that we do, which is a complete opposite of what they're doing, is every single time a customer goes to Google searching for painting companies near me, exterior painting, interior painting, so all the services that you provide as a painting company, we make sure that your company shows up on the front page, all-star painting and decorating. So we are eliminating that middleman part, which is what Angie's is currently doing now. Instead, we make sure that your company shows up, customers can call you directly. And the only thing that's really stopping you from making money out of these services is you not answering your phone calls. So you do see the difference now, correct? Is this something that you've done before, by the way, like an actual Google listing or at least thought of doing in the past?
I thought of doing it.
What stopped you there, though?
I don't know. A lot of these companies, you don't know who to go with.
Absolutely. You know, It's nice that you brought that up. I mean, there is definitely success in the internet, but it does depend on, it really depends on working with the right company, right? Because that's what you said, there's a lot of companies out there telling you this, telling you that, but, you know, again, at the end of the day, you got to work with the right company. So I guess that's kind of what stopped you. I mean, you know, it would work, it's just that you're a bit, I guess, careful on who you want to work with on that, correct?
Yeah.
I see. Not a problem.
Yeah, so I already did that one time. I gave my money away.
Oh.
I went through this ADIQ, and every number they sent me was fake.
Oh, so it was still more like Angie's, like still giving you phone numbers, right? Well, again, what we're doing, Marvin, is very opposite of that. We don't like act as a third-party company for you. Instead, people won't even know we are doing this for you because people will be able to see you directly on Google, and then they can call you directly to book you for jobs. I'm pretty sure you've done, like, searches on Google before. Like, let's say you're looking for auto parts near me. If you do that, you see, like, a search result that comes up with, like, a map in it, and then there's, like, red dots with a list of companies. You've seen that before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that is the kind of service that we do. That's what we call the local map section. So what it is that we do is we provide service that puts you there because we know that 90% of the revenue goes to those companies on the front page. I mean, nobody really goes down to the second page to do business, right? We always focus on the ones in the front page. So that is exactly where we want to put you on. Now, the reason we're calling you specifically today, by the way, and want to talk to you about it, is because we just have a spot open up for your in the area for painting companies. So what we're trying to do here is we're trying to call all the painting companies in the area because we're trying to find that someone that we can work with. Now, once we have that, once we found that someone, what we would do is we would stop calling the area and lock down the area. So there is going to be exclusivity. Once we start working for you, you will be the only painting company in the area that we'll be working with. Does that make sense so far?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been in the business, by the way, Marvin?
Well, I've been painting 27 years. I just started my own company about 3 years ago.
Experience. I mean, it's good, by the way. Congratulations on owning a new business. I mean, why would we want to make money for somebody else when we can make our own, right?
Yes, sir.
You know, when starting a new business, it's a bit rough, right? Because you just want to really get your name out there. Are you like the sole owner of the business, though, or do you have like a partner that you work with?
No, just me.
Gotcha. But you have people that you can call as like for bigger jobs, right? You have people working for you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. As far as online visibility here, besides Angie's, do you have any websites that your customer can go to, perhaps, if they want to take a look at the jobs that you've done before?
I have a website. It's kind of in the works.
Oh, so you're not fully launched yet. Okay. Are you paying somebody to do that, or are you, like, doing it yourself?
No, doing it myself. And I'm not really computer literate, so it's kind of a while.
That's fine. There is. I just thought, you know, you have a website that, because, I mean, when it's a painting thing, we want to have something that our potential customers can go to show, like, before and after, right? So it's really good that you're working on a website. Let's see what we got. As far as coverage goes, though, like, do you normally stay just in Billings, or you'd be willing to travel for jobs depending on how profitable it is? Like, how far would you be willing to travel?
I don't know, 100 miles or so.
Depending on, as long as it's even worth traveling, right? Because, I mean, you got to pay for the gas and the travel expenses and all that. Give me 1 second. Of course. But as far as, like, getting customers, it's really just mainly the referrals and Angie so far, right? You did say you worked with, like, someone before, but it didn't work out. But it was more like Angie still, right? It's more of them sending you phone number as opposed to what we're doing, which is letting customers call you directly.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Let's see. As far as coverage goes, I mean, you did say there's not going to be any limit, right? You'd be willing to travel even 100 miles depending on the work. What's your target market looking like, Marvin? Are you leaning towards doing more of the commercial jobs, or you want to focus on the residential one?
I'd like to focus on the local, but, you know, like I said, whatever it takes sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, when we're new, we want to take as much job as we can, right? So you don't really mind either whether it is residential or it is commercial, correct? Like, you'll take everything
on. Yeah, I don't mind. Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. Great. Hold on. Give me one sec. So you stopped, did you stop, like, having leads or getting leads from Angie's right now, Marvin? You did say it's been on and off with them, right? Because it was a hit and miss situation.
Yeah. Well,
sometimes you land.
Home advisor ripped me off for $2,000. So.
Well, that's a bit expensive too, right? Because it's the same thing, like phone number, and then if you sell the leads or that you get the job or not, you're still asked to pay for it.
Home Advisor and all that. Yeah, they're all connected with Home Advisor, Angie's List.
Angie's actually just took over Home Advisor, so they're pretty much the same company now, to tell you that. And obviously you could still take in more jobs, right? I mean, taking job is the name of the game, right? Good. Well, here's what we're going to do. As I said earlier, Marvin, what we're trying to do here is one thing. We pride ourselves with exclusivity here. So what we're trying to do for you is we'll try to fill in an exclusive listing for you today, right? Now, with that being said, you do see the difference between what we're doing and what Home Advisor is doing, right? And you do see the value of being put on the front page of Google in front of these already interested customers, correct? It's something that, that you'd love to take advantage of. So, yeah, no worries. Here's what I'm going to do. I'll grab a couple details about the listing. That way I could go over some, you know, give you a little bit of pricing details as well and all that kind of stuff, okay?
Yes, one second.
I'll get my pricing director, Amy. She is going to jump in the call to talk about pricing with you. Okay? Hold on.
Okay. That works. What's up, people?
Hi, Marvin.
Hi.